I'm very thankful for family, my personal family, but also my family here at Bayside. And I do believe that family is a gift. No matter what family you have, whether you have a big family, a small family, or you're part of this family here at Bayside, I do believe that family is a gift. And Christmas is a season of gifts, as we know. Today's message this morning, I really hope and have been praying that the message this morning will unwrap a gift for each one of us. A gift. And so I want to start by opening up, and if you would, grab your Bible in front of you. If you brought a Bible with you, you certainly can use that. If you didn't bring a Bible and there's not one in front of you, we'll have the text up on the screens and you can follow along there. But you can open up in your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And this section of Scripture is one that many of us have heard before, and there's a lot of different pieces in it that you've probably heard. And what I want to do this morning is actually read through this text and then just kind of break it down a little bit at a time and talk about this gift that God has given us. And this verse actually, you know, like I said, I've read it before and many times, but when I was reading through the Bible in a year, and actually this earlier this year, read through the Bible in 90 days, and when I was doing that, I just decided because you're reading the whole Bible in 90 days, there's just a lot there. And so as I was reading through, I would write down some specific scriptures that I wanted to come back to. And this is definitely one of those ones when I was reading it that just stuck out how amazing and powerful it is and how much there is in this group of scripture, in this group of verses. So 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, he has distributed freely, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for this inexpressible gift. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you this morning for your word. God, we praise you and thank you for the power in your word and just the meaning it has in our lives, God. Father, this morning I pray that this text, these verses, this scripture will come alive to us this morning, God. That it won't be the words that I say, God, but your word that is shining through so powerfully and telling us and encouraging us and challenging us, God. So I pray that we'll be able to take your word this morning, apply it to our lives, and just be encouraged and challenged to be bold for you, God. Be with us this morning, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, today I want to unwrap a gift that comes out of the main points of this section of Scripture. I want to go back through this section of Scripture a piece at a time and look deeper into this amazing gift that God has given us. And you heard as I read through that, it said a couple of times, thanksgiving. And then it's talking about this gift. And to me, this sermon that I've put together actually was something that I've been thinking about for a long time that I knew I wanted to preach about sometime. And when it came, the opportunity came to speak this Sunday, Pastor Mark and I were talking about it, and this just made sense. This sermon is a perfect sermon to talk about between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so this morning, I really do hope that you'll see this gift that God has given us, and then you'll unwrap it, you'll open it up, and you'll just be overflowing in it today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this holiday season, and hopefully for the rest of your life. I want to start by going back to verse 6. Verse 6 says, "The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." The first point that I want to make this morning, is that you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. This is a very simple point, and to be honest with you, this message is very simple. There's not a lot of elaborate, deep thinking that I'm bringing to this. There's not a lot of great things that I'm going to say, but the coolest thing about that, and it's funny to say that before you try and give a big message to a group of people, but I just totally disqualified myself. But the really neat thing is that this scripture just shines. If you really look at what this is saying, what Paul is saying to you personally, there's not much else that I'm going to have to say today. And praise God for that, because God is more powerful than I could ever be. I'm just a man. And so you reap what you sow. It's very simple in the standard of this section of scripture. You will get what you give. If you don't give much, you're not going to get much. And if you give a lot, you will get a lot. It's not much simpler than that. You reap what you sow. Now, this doesn't say amounts. It doesn't say even what the value or what it is. It's not talking about money necessarily. So if you give a lot of money, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a lot of money back. Or if you give a lot of your time, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a lot of your time back. But what it says is what you reap what you sow. And I believe with all of my heart, that if you give a lot, you will get a lot back from giving. And that is what we are talking about this morning. Verse 7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God loves givers is the second point this morning. Each of us should decide in our hearts, it says. Each of us should decide in our hearts. We must think about it. We must make a decision. This verse implies that we are thinking about giving. How much, this was a question that came up this week as I prepared this sermon. How much do you think about giving? Is that your first thought? I'll be honest, it's not always my first thought. My always first thought is, is somebody else giving to me? What can I get out of this? And that's natural tendency as humans. That's what we do. We are naturally a little bit selfish and kind of want to know what we can get out of things. This verse is saying that it implies that we should be thinking about giving. So today, just think about that. How much do you really think about giving? How much do you spend thinking about giving? I was challenged when I thought about that because I don't think a lot about giving. When we give, we shouldn't do so with hesitation or obligation. We should give cheerfully. God loves a cheerful giver. The Zondervan Bible Commentary, I was reading through that this week as I was preparing, and it says, giving should result from inward resolve, not from impulsive or casual decisions. And you should think about that for a second, because I know that many times when I give or when I think about giving, it's based off of impulsive or casual decisions. And so that was challenging for me to think about, how am I giving in my life? What does giving look like in my life? We should give cheerfully, because when we give cheerfully, God is pleased. He loves when we give. God is blessed when we give. He loves givers. There's another thing that God is certainly loves and does with givers. He blesses them. God blesses givers. Verse 8 through 11. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, he has distributed freely. God has. God has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will also supply and multiply your seed for sowing, and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will provide thanksgiving to God. Do you see that God will bless you when you give? It's so plain and simple. Verse 8 is one of the most underrated verses in the Bible. This is a verse that stuck out to me when I was reading through the Bible. Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. That's an encouragement to us to give. Because when we give, God blesses us. God blesses us. When we give, God takes care of the rest. God is able. God will make sure that we have all that we need. Paul repeats all so many times in that one verse, having all sufficiency in all things at all times, all grace may abound to you. We are blessed when we give. We will have all that we need so that we may abound in our giving. God wants to see us flourish. God wants to see us thrive. As I thought about that, I thought about it, and I asked myself, does that describe me? Am I giving? Am I abounding? Am I flourishing? Am I thriving? That's challenging. I will answer honestly, not always, and not most of the time. This verse is challenging to us because we can get into the ruts and the habits of life. But what we need to be doing is coming back to the Word and seeing the power in the Word. And it tells us to give. Does this describe you? Are you giving? Are you abounding? Are you flourishing? Are you thriving? I think all of us can relate to the fact that when we hold on to things, when we're not doing these things, we hold on to them. We hold on to them tight. And I know Pastor Mark has preached about this before. We hold on to things very tight. And sometimes we need to just let it go. And when you're holding on to it tight, God cannot give into that hand that's holding on to tight. But when you let things go, God can pour back into your hand many things overflowing. And that's an amazing analogy that I know Pastor Mark has preached before here on Sunday mornings. But it's so true. It is so true. When we hold on to things tight, our attitude's not right. Our heart's not right. And we're being selfish when we do it. And don't worry, when I'm talking to you about this, I'm also talking to me. I experienced this week, and I know that this is a problem that I deal with every single day. But when we open up our hand and give, God will bless us. God will overflow the blessings to us. And that's not necessarily why we give, but God will do that to bless us in our giving. God will supply for us. God will increase us. I love the end of that section. It says, we will be enriched. You will be enriched when you are generous because of your generosity. And the more that we give, the more we will be given. And the more joy we will have in giving. And the more we will want to give. How often do you want to give? I mean, it's nice to give. Every once in a while, we all want to give. We think of somebody, oh, I want to give them something. We get a nice little thought in our head, and we go, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's a good thing. We go and we give something to somebody. But our natural tendencies are not this way. The more we give, the more we will be given. The more joy we will be having in giving, and the more we will want to give. What a blessing. God blesses givers. God also blesses others through our giving. Verses 11 through 14. Again, it says, you will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. God blesses others through your giving. God blesses others through your giving. When we give, others are blessed. Whoever we give to will be blessed because of our giving. Our giving can supply needs for others. It will bring glory to God. It will spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it will show the grace of God just by giving. I want to remind you that this is not specific to any amount or anything. You can give of your time. You can give of your resources. You certainly can give of your money, but that doesn't say anywhere in here. It doesn't talk about money. That can be something that we can apply to this message, but that's not what we're talking about. Giving can be all these different things: time, resources, a hug, a handshake, a friendly smile. All these things you can be given. They can be given, and when we do so just by giving, there are so many things that can happen for others. Needs can be supplied. Glory can be given to God. The gospel can be spread through our giving. And certainly the grace of God will come down through our giving. Stop and think about that for a moment. Stop and think for a moment the power in giving. The power in giving. Stop and think about that. The power and the life-changing, transforming things that can happen through giving. You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God and glory to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Power in giving. Sometimes we think it's just so simple that it's so small that it's not that important. We get a thought in our head, oh, I should go and give that person a hug, or oh, I should go say hello to that person. Nah, it's not that big of a deal. And we don't think about it anymore. But have you ever been having a bad day and someone comes and says the simplest thing to you, or just gives you a little hug, or gives you a note of encouragement, and it completely changes your day, your outlook on that day, your life completely changes. There is power. There is transforming power in giving. Think what you can do when you change, think what we can do when we change our hearts and our attitudes and we give. It's amazing. It opens up so many doors. It opens up so much power from God when we give. When we give, the blessing expands and it multiplies. And when we give, it prompts others to give glory to God. I could give you countless examples of when people have given to me and I have been blessed. And if I start getting the specific details, I'll start to cry and you'll all start to get uncomfortable. So I'm not going to do that this morning. All right? But let me say this, many of you, as I look out into this congregation, have given to me. Many of you have, over and over again. In my 7 years as a pastor at this church, my life has been blessed, overflowing and overwhelming because of how God has given through you. And all I can say is thank you and glory to God. And because of that, I have been dedicated to serve the Lord in this place as long as I have, and I will continue until God calls me to a different place. And God is getting all that glory in that. Do you see how this works? Because of your small gifts. And sometimes it was that you wrote a check and you gave it to me. Or sometimes it was that you wrote a card and you said, I'm praying for you. Or sometimes it was you came up and you gave me a hug. Or sometimes it was you came and you made fun of me or you gave me a hard time. This guy right here, he loves to do that. But I love it because I can do it back to him. Right? There's all sorts of ways that you can give. Many different ways that you can give. And I'm just giving you the examples that I've felt in my life. But just think about it for a minute. Just sit and think. Just take a moment and think about every time that somebody's given something to you and how it made you feel. Doesn't it make you feel special when somebody gives you something when you weren't expecting it? I mean, sure, on your birthday you feel special and you kind of expect it because it's your birthday, right? And you get some gifts, whatever. But when somebody just gives you a gift, or just gives to you in any way, shape, or form, there's power in that. It changes your outlook. It changes your attitude. It changes your heart. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's transforming. What can happen when people give? When people give. Has the word convinced you yet? Are you ready to give? You want to know why else we should give? If you haven't figured it out yet. It's a gift. It is a gift from God. Verse 15. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. God has given you a gift. Are you going to open it? God has given each one of us a gift to give. I firmly believe with all of my heart that giving, the act of giving, whatever it is we're giving, no matter how much it is, the act of giving to others is a gift that God has given us. God has blessed us with many gifts. And one of them is the gift of giving. Our act of giving is a gift from God. This ability to give to others is a gift from God that results in blessings from God. It could only be possible because of the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who was the ultimate gift. Christ was the greatest gift that God has ever given us. Christ was the greatest gift that God has ever given us. God gave us the model of giving by first giving us his son, the greatest gift. In just a few moments, when we wrap up this message, we're going to reflect on the life and remember what Christ did in his life, in his death, and in his resurrection. And this Christmas, we will celebrate the birth of a Savior. We will exchange gifts in honor of the greatest gift ever given, Jesus Christ. This Christmas season, we have the opportunity to share in that gift, the grace of God. We can share in that gift. God has blessed us with a gift. Are we going to open it, that gift, this season? Are you going to give this season? And I'm not just talking about for Christmas. We can start giving the moment that this service is over. Before you leave this room, before you leave this building, when you walk out into the parking lot, when you get in your car and you go home, when you're watching the big football game today, you can give. All over the place, all sorts of ways, and many different amounts and ways and with different resources and things you can give. It's not limited to any one person or any specific type of people or any skill ability. Every single one of us in here can give. And you want to know what the coolest thing is? It's the simplest thing to understand. I got a 3-year-old boy who knows how to give. And many of you seen young little children who get it, who understand what it means to give. It's not complicated. We make it complicated. We make it more than it needs to be. Sometimes just a simple gift or simple giving can make a difference in somebody's life and can be a blessing and a glory to God. The gift of giving is one that expands and multiplies. When we give, it prompts others to give glory to God. And when it comes to this gift of giving, I'm telling you, it's right there in the Word. We really do reap what we sow. And remember that God loves givers, God blesses givers, and God blesses others through your giving. So this morning, take a moment and think about it. God has given you a gift. First of all, I want you to remember and think about the gift of Jesus Christ that God has blessed each one of us with this morning. Have you accepted that gift? Have you put your trust and your faith in Christ? Because that's the first thing you need to do today. God gave us that gift to redeem us and to reconcile us back to him because of our sin and our mistakes that we make. But if we put our faith in Christ, we receive that gift and we receive eternal salvation because of our faith in Christ and what Christ did in his life, death, and resurrection. Have you accepted that first gift? And then God has given you the gift of giving. And as you think about that, that might look different in every single one of our lives here today. But God has given each one of us a gift to give. Are you going to open that gift today and start utilizing that gift today, tomorrow, this season, this month, and for the rest of your life? I know I am. I know that God challenged me when I read through this scripture. And I know that I'll never be the same because I know the power in giving. God has given you a gift. Are you going to open it? Let's pray. God, I praise you and I thank you, Lord. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the ultimate gift, the greatest gift you have ever given us, God. We praise you and thank you for your grace. God, that you had the grace to forgive us of our sins and to give us Jesus Christ, Lord. I pray that each one of us would know that gift and would accept your gift, put our faith in Christ and live for you and just be changed, Lord. And God, I also just thank you for your gift that you have given us to give of ourselves, of our time, of our resources, of our money, and to give back to you and to others around us, God. God, I thank you for the gifts that you have given me through other people's giving, and specifically through this church's giving to me. God, I praise you and give you all the glory for that, God. And I just pray that I would begin to give more. That today, when I leave here today, that I will want to give more of myself, of my time, of my resources, and of my money. And God, I pray each one of us would be encouraged and challenged by your word today. We thank you for your word and the power that is in it. And I just pray, Lord, that you would bless this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.